Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, joined by our friend Garrett Vogel. Garrett, are you there?
Yes, I hope so.
We should explain. We've had a few technical issues this morning. We did a whole show, and then Garrett didn't record. It was not his fault. It's a little technical issue, but hopefully we make this happen. Garrett, what time is it?
It's tea time. Let's not play pretend.
Fourth time today? Okay, yeah. Exclusive at the top of the show. Katie Holmes is expected to get engaged over the Christmas holiday. Sources are telling me she's deeply in love with her new boyfriend, Emilio Vitoli Jr. And it was her birthday just a couple of days ago. And it was very surprising. He posted a black and white picture and captioned it, quote, "The most amazing, kind, beautiful person. Every time I see your face, it makes me smile. Happy birthday. Aww. I love you." She wrote back, "Thank you so much. I love you too." So they're publicly admitting their love.
That's serious. It's serious. It is very, very serious.
How long before you said "I love you," Garrett?
Very quickly, Rob Shooter. I'm a wear my heart on my sleeve. You'll see it. You'll know it. I'll put it into firework form. But what about you? You seem more reserved. You seem more like, okay, I'm going to hold off saying it just a few more extra days than I would. Probably.
I don't hold off saying it. I certainly speak my mind, but it takes me a moment to feel it. So once I feel it, I'm in, and I can certainly feel it coming. It's bubbling up. It's like a pot of water on the stove, but it's not quite boiling yet. So when I first met Bruce, good grief, I certainly thought he was amazing right away, and I thought he could be the one, but I didn't really know if I loved him. He knew he loved me right away. Of course he did.
Of course. Like you have that effect on people.
It took me a minute or so, but once I'm in, I'm totally, totally in. What do you think about these two getting engaged? Sources say she feels really comfortable. It's the first time ever Katie's felt like she can be her true self. That's interesting. Oh. That's a dig of Tom Cruise too.
Oh, 100%.
I think these two look kind of great together. What do you think?
You know, it's one of those things, like, as long as they're happy, who are we to, like, you know, kind of be the outsiders looking in and saying, "Oh, no, yeah, it'll work, it won't not work." But I agree. She comes across generally happy, like, how can you argue against that, you know?
Right, absolutely. This brings us to our poll question of the day. Katie looks like she's going to get engaged over the Christmas holiday. Very, very excited about this. She posted recently, he did a beautiful black and white photograph saying they both love each other. Do you think Tom Cruise has seen the post? Do you think Tom is aware of this? Does he still check in? Is he one of those people, those exes on social media that follows her or at least looks at her profile now and again? What do you think? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. Be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results.
All right, let's move on to more love. Ariana Grande over the weekend is engaged to her boyfriend Dalton Gomez. By the way, no relation to Selena. And Ariana put it on her Instagram, which again has 100 million plus people on it. So of course, you know, everybody's going to know about it by the end of the day. And it was interesting. It looks like she's in a bathroom, just taking a selfie, and she pretty much is showing off the ring too. And she captioned it with "forever and then some." So she never said, "Hey guys, I'm engaged," but kind of alluded to it by where the ring was on the finger. And everybody, of course, then just started avalanche of congratulations, including her manager saying congrats to these two amazing souls. So he approves, which is kind of interesting because we knew where he originally started with Pete Davidson. He wasn't, he was a little unsure, then went with it because Ariana was in love, but he's all, Scooter Braun's all in on Dalton Gomez. Sources were saying that people saying they couldn't be happier. They're so excited, and both parents are very happy, which I get. Again, you know, and I know too, parents need to be in on this, because if parents hate you, this is just... Yeah, exactly. It's much easier. And of course, you know, we know that Pete Davidson and Ariana were engaged very quickly. They dated back in June, and then they, you know, got engaged and broke it off pretty much by October. Mm-hmm. So hopefully this is something that, you know, is a forever, ever, ever type thing. And it looks like it is, Rob.
I hope so. My sources tell me they really are in love. But then again, my sources told me she loved Pete too. So it's a little bit tricky. I do
time
think
to change
having
the
parents
source
involved is nice as well. You know what, though? How long do we have to reminisce about a past relationship? Just because you had a terrible engagement before, just because it didn't work out, does history repeat itself? With some people, it does. Let's be honest. Some people have a terrible pattern when it comes to love and make make bad choices. I hope that's not the case here. He seems like a lovely fella, but more importantly, they seem like they fit together. It cannot be easy being Mr. Ariana Grande, which pretty much any guy is going to be that marries her, with the exception of maybe like a Justin Bieber. But she's a superstar. She's really famous. Do you know Pete and Ariana
biggest in the world.
Lived in this building where I live? I know. It was a nightmare. There was
Did
paparazzi
you go through the garbage?
Around the block. I thought my podcast had taken off when I went to walk my dog in the morning. I know. And I was like, why are you here? And it's for Ariana Grande. It was a whirlwind. So I guess it's quite tricky to be in a relationship with somebody so high profile. Hey, best of luck. We're wishing you nothing but the best. So this comeback story makes me a bit sad because it's already gone off the rails. Stashi Schroeder, you might not know her. She was on a Bravo show called Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, yeah.
She was fired by Bravo for past racist actions. So she didn't just say awful stuff, which is bad enough. Let me be clear about that. She did awful stuff. She was an active racist. What she did was outrageous. Bravo fired her. Garrett, do you know how hard it is to get fired from Bravo?
Very hard, especially Bravo shows everything, yes, pretty much.
They reward bad behavior. They love you flipping a table and swearing and pulling a wig and calling people terrible names. But apparently this was the line for Bravo. I'm glad about that. However, now for the rest of her life, Stassi's going to be the girl that was fired from Bravo. It's going to follow her around. She's hired a brand new PR agency to try and help her rebuild her life. I'm told it's going to be much more difficult. A lot of the top shows, Today Show, Good Morning America, all those big shows don't want her. Also, too, insiders tell me Stassi would love to sit down with Jada Pinkett Smith on the red table. That seems to be the place to go if you're a privileged white girl to apologize.
Oh, no way.
Lori Loughlin's daughter just did it. I'm told Jada doesn't really want her. She can get bigger.
It would be a step down for Jada. You know what I mean? Like, her show's going up. Like, by doing that, she's going back, you know, five steps.
Yeah. We've got to be honest. I mean, a lot of people listening to this and a lot of people on the show, Garrett and I, basically, there's only two. We love reality TV. It makes me laugh and I think it's so much fun. But in the industry, it's still looked down its nose a little bit. Do you not think, Garrett, it's still to be a reality star? You're sort of a dime a dozen. They're not treated terribly well. And so Stassi doesn't have any sort of marketable talent. Like, she's not a singer. She's not an actress. She's not a dancer. You can fall back on your skills when you behave badly, and maybe the public will forgive you. Although with Lindsay Lohan, they haven't. The girl can still act. You can't take that away from her, but nobody wants her. Stassi, I don't know what she falls back on. What can she do?
Who knows? I mean, maybe another book. I know you've told me that she has written a book. Maybe she needs to talk about the last year,
Garrett,
you know, in her life, because no one else wants to listen. Right. You know, she has an Instagram. Maybe just go out there and put it all out there for people to watch. Yeah. I mean, you got to figure out something to do since no one is really accepting you right now.
Well, keep an eye on this, but I'm told it is not going well. What are you working on, Garrett? Who else got
all right? Let's move Mr. more love. More love. It's the love show. Gabourey Sidibe. Yep. Proposed. She's going to be married to her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And he did it in a very unique way, too, where he pretty much, you know, covered the bed in rose petals and balloons, spelling out, "Will you marry me?" Very movie-esque. But here's the thing. He was kneeling and he didn't have any clothes on. He was naked and he had balloons covering all the places that needed to be covered. So, you know, it could stay on Instagram. And goes, "You are the funniest, kindest, toughest, most protective man in the world," is what Gabourey said. "And you're always down for all of my harebrained schemes," she wrote. And then she also added that, "And if you all want to slide into my DMs, his girl can fight."
I think these two sound great together. I love couples that can laugh. How are you about romance and sex? So I hate talking about sex on this show. I just don't like talking about sex, period. But for me, the two are a little bit separate. Not always. I don't want to give too much away here. But for me, I think engagements, when Bruce and I got engaged, it was a very romantic moment. Do you understand the difference, or do you think it's all rolled up into one?
Lines get blurred, of course, you know, but I think it's all one at the end of the day, but to different heights.
Oh, God bless you. And then quickly before we go to break, talking about too much sex, Miley Cyrus has asked Shawn Mendes and his girlfriend Camila Cabello for a three-way. Now, I think it was a joke. They put up a very sexy video, and that was her comment on it. Although with Miley, you never really know, do you? You never know.
A few hours later, she had to say a three-part harmony to kind of put that all to rest.
Got us, Miley. She is so liberated with who she is. I'm quite repressed when it comes to that part of my personality. I'm convinced it's the Brit in me, Garrett. I'm quite a shy goose about that stuff. Oh, I could tell you anything, and I certainly can tell you anything about somebody else. I love talking about other people. Where are you? Are you repressed on this, Garrett, or can you talk about...
A little bit of both, you know, depending on the situation, where to talk about it versus to be open as everything. I mean, what do you want to know?
I don't want to know. I'm very, very shy about it. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our friend Garrett. Garrett, let's get to the polls. So Jennifer Lopez has admitted she's been struggling with health and nutrition during the pandemic. Have you been struggling too? Wow, a whopping 88% said yes, you have been struggling. Garrett, where are you?
Oh, I'm a part of the 88%, 100%, especially right now, too. My kitchen looks like the Keebler elves came in. We have Christmas cookies to the roof, pretty much, where it's like cookies for breakfast, cookies for lunch. And I think it's because the refrigerator is also right there. The refrigerator is not on lockdown, unlike the rest of the world. So it's always open 24/7. You can get whatever you want from it. It's not there to say, hey, step away.
Person in the pandemic, I think, that lost weight. But I did it for the same reasons. So the results were different, but the reasons were the same. I was upset. My life has been thrown upside down. My routine has been interrupted. And so I was eating too much. I really was. I put on about 10 pounds. My pants didn't fit anymore. And because everything's locked down, I couldn't go to the shops and get any new ones. So I started to lose a little weight. Although I'm looking at you, Garrett.
You lost a lot of weight, though.
65 pounds. A lot of weight.
Jeez.
You look great. You don't look any different. Have you put on a few pounds?
Well, it more sits in the stomach.
On your tummy. I can answer that. And don't stand up, darling. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. Be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time, my favourite part of the show, particularly when you're on, Garrett. You deliver it with such love. It's our nicest of the day.
Yes. All right, let's talk about Kristen Cavallari. We know her from The Hills, and she just got out of a relationship with former NFL quarterback Jay Cutler. But let's talk about stupid rumors. Kristen's putting everything to rest, where these stars from Southern Charmed, Austin Kroll and Craig Conover.
I don't know those two. I don't want
you
those
do.
Two.
Yeah, but so pretty much Austin said, hey, Kristen slid into Craig's DMs and pretty much trying to like hit on him. And Kristen, again, had to like pretty much just said, it's just stupid internet rumors, which I'll never understand that side of it because we're not as famous and popular as them. As people, once you put out the stupidest rumor, how it turns into this avalanche of just stories.
Right.
It's like a bad game of telephone. But Kristen, you know, she just posted a beautiful picture with her kids sitting on the beach worrying about just, you know, personal life and not stupid rumors. But it's so interesting seeing the people low on the, you know, totem pole per se try to shoot their shot, and even though they know it's not going to happen, they still get attention from it. It's interesting, but bravo to Kristen for saying, you know what, I'm not going to feed into it. It's dumb, not real. Let's move on.
Good for you. She calls it all noise, and I think that's such an interesting phrase. I'm very good at tuning out the noise in my life. We all have it. We might not be in the pages of Us Weekly or on the internet, but there's always gossip and rumors in your office, in your family, so we all sort of do experience this. The only difference with celebrities is it's on sites like mine or podcasts like this, but there is always gossip about it. In your office, Garrett, there's gossip, there's rumors in your family, there's rumors
everywhere.
Can you turn off the noise? How good are you at just not listening?
It's hard to, especially, you know, as much as you want to, it still seeps through. Like, you could have noise canceling headphones on, but it still comes through, you know. You find little ways to try to avoid it, but it's like you turn the corner and it smacks you right in the face.
Do you read comments on your social media, or are you pretty good at
first I did, because I thought it was awesome. And then it's like, you know, you try to find the positives, but sometimes the positives are just like buried underneath all the BS. And, you know, it does. it does affect you. It does affect you. Mental mind, you know, F at the end of the day.
It does. So let's all try and get rid of all that noise, at least today. Let's try. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, uh-oh, naughty. Kylie Jenner had a shop closed down in LA so she could shop privately. She went to the Balenciaga store on Rodeo Drive. Very fancy. I mean, it's not Macy's there. It's really, really fancy. There's probably only two people that can afford their clothing, so it's never packed. However, yeah, she insisted that it be a private shopping trip. We're not sure if it was because of the COVID or because she thinks she is a big diva superstar, but she closed the place down. I don't like any of this at all. How special do you think you must be? I was once in London.
Very special.
With Paris Hilton. And Paris Hilton closed a store down once to get a dress. I think it was Dolce & Gabbana. I didn't get it. It's such a fancy store. There was nobody really in there. And the two people that would have been in there were so rich, they didn't care about her. I don't like this at all. Garrett, next time we go to the Old Navy together, let's allow...
I'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Everybody
get down.
Out.
Garrett needs some new socks. Shut it down.
I need my $5 flip-flops.
I love their flip-flops. Okay, now it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you
Rob,
get a
Rob,
you get a
Rob. Yes, yes, I can't wait.
Try to make you laugh, giggle for 20 minutes, 15 minutes, but we also just want to give you a little nugget to think about today. This is your moment of Rob. When you walk through the door of opportunity, it's going to knock at some point. Some people get more than others, but that door is going to open. Don't slam it shut behind you. Leave the door open. Let other people come through the door. Remember, there is enough room for everybody. I used to think opportunity was like a pie, Garrett, and the more I ate, the more would be for me and the less for others. The pie's infinite. It's enough room for all of us.
I'm going to start saying eat like you et. I like that. And kind of like that chef that says microwave.
Oh, Nigella, she got it all confused. How did she say it?
Microwave.
Yeah. We should just make it up. I love you, I love you, I love you. Thank you for being here.
I know it's
a busy, busy day for everybody. Thank you for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review and remember,
please,
everybody, all together, if you're going
if
to
you're
be,
gonna be naughty,
naughty,
you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with
Garrett.
Rob.